is the Michigan Talk Network. More talk now. Someday they won't let you. Now you must agree. The times they are a-telling and the changing isn't free. You've read it in the tea leaves and the cracks are on TV. Beware the Savage Show.
Day, by the way, but get ready, boys and girls, because winter is coming back with a vengeance. A big cold front, a big ball of ice cold Arctic air coming our way in about a week, I'm told. And apparently, it could push average temperatures down by 20 degrees or more. What that means is, are you ready for this? Low temperatures in the single digits. Highs may be around 30, and that's in the southern part of the state. The farther north you go, the colder it gets, of course, a little bit. So maybe ice fishing season isn't over yet. Yeah, maybe you still got a shot at this deal, is what I'm saying. By the way, if you've been following the program, you might have heard I'm losing a little bit of weight. Down 14 now, I guess. Down 14 now, all part of my Pure Health Solutions. You can find out what I'm doing. It's a custom deal. It's not fake shakes and fake bars. It's a real deal, real food, steak, seafood, vegetables, the real deal. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, the place to be. MyPureHealthSolutions.com, and I'll keep you up to date here from time to time on how much is going away. With 14 pounds in a week and a half, not a bad start, I'd say. I look terrific. Just ask me, I'll tell you. Here's something else I want you to know about before we get concluded today, and that is that AmeriGas, propane's family of brands, is hosting a statewide pet supply drive starting here in a couple of days. It'll benefit the local animals and local shelters. So if this is something near and dear to you, it's a chance for you to help out. You can help save a homeless animal's life. Doesn't that make you feel good? Simply make a pet or food or even a monetary donation during their third annual pet supply drive. It's now through the end of April, April 30th. You can drop by your local AmeriGas propane location, donate Monday through Friday between 8 and 4. And in appreciation of your donation, you'll get a gift. Most offices offering a free fill of your 20-gallon tank, so you can get to barbecuing on AmeriGas, just for helping out the pets. For more information, contact your local AmeriGas office by dialing 800-263-7442. I think it's also on stevegruber.com. You can find out more information. You can find out more information by Yellow Hose at stevegruber.com as well. A couple of things to get to that we hadn't covered yet today. Did you hear about the secret train trip to Beijing? Well, it happened. Kim Jong-un on an unmarked dark green train, probably loaded with liquor and hookers, made its way to China. It's the first time we believe that Kim Jong-un has actually left North Korea since he became the dictator there. And he went to China to meet with President Xi. One picture, it was very much under wraps. In fact, his visit wasn't even announced until he had left and was on the road for a while, or on the train, as it were. Apparently, that was to prevent a coup from occurring while he was out of the country. My read on this is that it's good news for America. Good news for America. Here's why. America heading for this summit with Kim Jong-un and the president, Donald Trump, sometime in May. And I believe that as Un goes and talks to the Chinese aren't going to go up against the Americans and in trying to rein in Kim Jong-un. They don't want nuclear weapons in the hands of a crazy person either in China. So I think this bodes well for the United States. I could be proven wrong. We'll see how it plays out. I think it bodes well because the Chinese have a vested interest in North Korea. However, I don't believe they were standing in the way of a denuclearized Korean Peninsula, which would be a huge accomplishment for this president. Can you imagine going into the midterms knowing these things? The economy is in good shape. Tax cuts are benefiting you. North Korea is on the path to having their nuclear weapons removed permanently. And the Democrats have openly admitted they want to take your guns. Thank you, John Paul Stevens, for that. I mean, I can't emphasize that enough. So now you're laying out what it's going to look like going into the midterms. Yesterday, I spoke about the program here about a new poll from Fox News that last fall showed a generic ballot with Democrats leading by 15 points over the Republican counterparts, but that's not true anymore. It's down to 5 points as of yesterday. So the Democrat support has collapsed. And then I see CNN put out a headline yesterday that Donald Trump's support is the highest it's been in more than 11 months. Donald Trump's support of people think that he's doing a good job is going up. Why? Because there's more money in their paychecks. Pretty simple. There's more money in their paychecks, and therefore it's looking better here on the domestic front. And I guarantee if you couple that with success in North Korea, the whole notion that the Democrats are going to take back Congress and take the Senate, I think you put that to the side. Now, you say that here in March. You've got a long way to go before we ever get to November. Things can change. Things can change on a daily and with this administration, sometimes an hourly basis. But when you look at what Donald Trump has accomplished in his first year, year and a half in office, the number of things he has checked off his list to get done, to get completed, it's impressive. Now, yes, we'd like him to rein in spending and get the budget under control, get our spending under control, get our fiscal house in order. That has not happened yet. But you look at so many things accomplished, a conservative Supreme Court justice, tax reform, rolling back regulations, pounding on ISIS, putting it into oblivion, renegotiating NAFTA, getting rid of TPP, renegotiating trade deals all over the world. I mean, that's an incredible amount of accomplishment, no matter what the naysayers say. That is a lot of accomplishment in the first year, year and a half in office. So there you have it. There you have it. We're going to take a quick break. I'll have some final thoughts for you here on this Wednesday. You're listening to The Steve Gruber Show.